Okay, there we go. So, just to let y'all know, there is a difference between being lonely and desperate. Okay? Bitch can be lonely. She can be okay by herself. She can be okay being alone. Maybe want a little company. But desperate, that means you just going for any and everything. Plus, you're lonely. There's a difference. So, men, just because a chick is lonely, that don't mean she desperate.
Okay.
That don't mean she gonna put up with none of your dumb shit. Okay? That don't mean that she gonna put up with you acting any old kind of way.
Hmm.
That don't mean that she gonna put up with your fuckboy tendencies.
Hmm.
That just means that the bitch just wanna be cut a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just to make her feel like she ain't lonely. But desperate? No. That don't mean that I'm answering your dumbass text messages.
Okay.
Asking for some cuddy at 3 a.m. I am 36 years old.
I'm asleep.
Under the bed by 3 a.m. Okay.
Not me, though. I be up, but I'm just saying.
I'm under the bed. So, I just need for people to learn the difference between lonely and desperate. Because there is a difference.
A huge difference.
A big one. Uno, dos, tres. 3, baby. We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big 3. Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl.
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite Jones, the Get Him Girl Crew podcast. You're listening to the Business John. To the left of me, I have Miss Operations John. She mask on today, all right? And we have, to the right, we have the social media John. My ladies, what's good? What's going on? What's popping? Oh, and hold on. Wait. I need y'all to tune into the YouTube, okay? There's just some shit that y'all have to see. There's some things that you have to witness. When you're
you
dealing with the Jones,
believe it.
And you have to see it to believe it. So, for those that are checking us out on the YouTube, as you can see to my left, I have this Operations John. She's masked up. She's only masked up because she's starting to turn into a unicorn. So, if you know what that means, you know what that means. You know what I'm saying? She decided to go ahead and contaminate herself, and she got some shit popping, so she had to cover it up. Lip hanging like Nutty Professor a little bit.
Ooh,
or something.
Don't do that.
Nah, she ain't hanging. Nah. She ain't.
Don't do that.
But her lip hanging like Nutty Professor.
But we just can't buy her no toys at all before the episode because she's legit a kindergartner.
Yeah. So, what's good, ladies? What's good? What's going on?
I got a new mask. I got a new mask. I got a new mask. I got some new shit. Oh, I got some new shit. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Ooh.
Shake it.
Hey.
Oh.
Yo, y'all shake know we. Okay.
I was ready for her to. Yeah. I was waiting for that shit. That's what I was waiting for.
You know it was coming.
I knew it was coming, but she didn't do it. She didn't do
it
quick enough.
Coming. You know it was
I was waiting
coming.
For her to be like, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Get it. Yeah.
Because she's so simple.
See what's on my
we know.
Mask. Yeah. It's new. Yeah. Light up.
You see what it says?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yo. Social media, Joe, what's good, baby?
What's going on? I am doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Just fine.
Ooh.
Okay. She got her
Can we,
on.
Real quick. Mary J. Blige is serving them looks lately, okay?
Yeah, Auntie Mary.
Auntie Mary's serving them looks.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it.
You did. Cause
you did. Auntie Mary, yeah, she on her thing.
Even though she don't like to be called auntie, but she Auntie Mary.
Yeah,
okay?
Like you my auntie. Like,
you
my older
auntie?
Nah, she one of the ones that are a woman of a certain age that does not like to be called auntie.
Well, you are my auntie. Like, well, I grew up
And I think that women take it that way, but it's like, it's a term of endearment. It's a term of respect. It's not a term of disrespect.
Yeah.
It's a privilege for me to be an auntie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Likewise.
Right.
Mm. Now I don't even want to talk about it. So listen, y'all, the business joint, she's good. All right, all is well. Thus far, I have some shit that I want to say, but I ain't even gonna say it though, cause y'all know how it is. So we just gonna go ahead and keep the party going.
Right.
All
right.
But overall, Mrs. John's good. Her Johns are doing well. We good, y'all. So what's going on with y'all? Y'all gotta hit the inbox. Y'all gotta hit the email. Let us know what's going on. You know, we get a little bit here and there, but I don't feel it though. We want some fire. We want some fire to go ahead and hit the box.
And rate and review us. Hello.
That too as well.
Oh, you ain't telling the most important thing about today. About this episode.
What? What's the most important thing? I thought they had to rate and review and fucking comment and shit. What's the most important thing?
Well, yeah, they have to do that too.
I feel like Bane and this shit.
I'm glad you ain't breathing like that, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay.
I know, that ain't even right breathing.
No, it's not.
Damn.
You just sound real
crazy.
Right. You tried.
Right.
Failed, but you tried.
That like, was you just sound like you just fail. Had some type of allergy.
Right.
Like, back up.
It was like a little something.
Like some mucus and throat. Shit. Like, I need some mucus in that
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's real crazy.
But what's the most important thing about this episode?
The most important thing about this episode is that...
Hold on. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god. The most important thing
twice.
Okay, she just go from one extreme to another. The most important thing about this episode is that your favorite Jones.
Hold on. Okay.
Fuck, I gotta hold on for you.
Are you ready?
Okay, now go. Hurry up.
This is why she was acting all extra
this
shit.
I'm like, what?
Hurry up.
I'm low. No, she didn't.
Hurry up.
Y'all, it's the last episode for this season.
Season finale.
Y'all are tuned in to the greatest, of course, as usual. Of course, your ladies, we be back in a flash. It really won't be a flash this time. We need some time to get it together, revamp, and
regroup,
and get things. We just gotta get things together. That's all.
We got it.
A lot of things that we
we working on. A lot
you
of
know,
shit
we mishandled too. Some things, and you know, they just fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
But like I said, we just gotta regroup and come back better than ever. Mm-hmm. We are coming back.
Yes.
Okay. Unlike some, we are coming back. Okay. Your
Ooh.
Favorite Jones have
that was
been.
Shade. Damn.
Let's take however you want. Okay.
Shade.
But. Your favorite Jones, we are coming back.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, we are.
And we will be serving up that ish, like we always do. It's just certain things that people say and people do. And obviously, we've been going strong since
2018.
18 is when we kicked it off, but yeah. 19 is when we really, like...
Went hard.
Yeah, we was in for everything. Like... 18 is when we, you know, actually
right. mm-hmm.
amongst each other decided that this is what we was going to do and launch everything, got everything black and white, we official dishal, you know, and 19 is when, you know, we just spectral with a couple things. So, we've been going hard since then. Okay? A little pause for calls and all that kind of good stuff, but we always came back. There's a lot of you motherfuckers that ain't came back. Y'all aren't coming back.
Oh, shit.
And it's okay.
Yes,
this
it
ain't
is.
For everybody.
Yep.
And it's all good. So, you know, for the little bit of shade that was thrown out there, you know, just if you have any sense of assistance, if you think that you could be to some assistance, put yourself out there. Don't try to throw shade like we just don't do or we're incapable or anything like that. That's just not the case.
Right.
You Jones, we know what we're doing. We strategically do things
yep.
the way we do things because we can.
How about
that shit? Okay.
We're a business.
Okay.
Man.
Duh. So yes, this is season finale. So, y'all won't hear from us for a little while. just on a podcast stream. But you all be hearing from us. You ain't gonna forget about us. You won't get sick of us, of course.
We still got things going on.
We still have things going on. We'll still be popping up. You know, we'll do individual lives, still things like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Things are just still gonna happen. So the Get 'Em Girl Crew, we ain't going nowhere.
We ain't.
I'm not going no individual lives.
I mean, if I tell you, wifey, I think you need to go live, you going to go live.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay?
For what?
Because. Sometimes you just need to.
Sometimes you need to vent.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, we may have our own little thing as, you know, we kind of did a little buff of it.
And a cocaina.
Cocaine conversations. Right. You know, little things like that.
Cocaina. So, what was it? Cocaine.
Conversations.
Yeah.
Cocaina conversations. So, you know, things like that happen and will occur. So.
Right.
On to the next. So, what we going to touch base on? Let me talk about this real quick. Because I know a lot of you out here having babies. Y'all all impregnated and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
So, Miss Summer Walker, she's out there. She's in the media. And people she's getting backlash about everything. And, of course, she kind of clapped back and saying, like, oh, this will be the last time that she'll be showing her child. She'll be exposing her child to for all to see. Why? Because there was this one post that Miss Summer Walker had put out. And she wants to give her child a green smoothie.
No, the green drink.
Well, the green drink shit. Whatever it is.
I'm sorry. I'm about to get mad. We ain't even got through the whole thing yet. I'm getting mad.
Green smoothie. Whatever. It ain't no baby food. All right? It ain't no baby food. And the baby only a couple months. So, you know, it just looked a little crazy. But anyway, so you had some people commenting saying they were going to call DIFUS and Child Protective on her and shit.
Yup.
Which is just, you know, I was like, damn, y'all, I ain't had to say that. Yup. So she got scared. So she said she ain't sharing that baby with the world no more.
Don't. Because I'm a judge. Yes, I am. The one that ain't got no kids, I'm judging. Yes, I am.
I mean, well, listen, even though we know this ain't a lie, because y'all know I always have to, like, double back with some bullshit. But I'm saying, what is that? That's all she had to give. What if that's all she had to give? What if all that's all she had to do is put some stuff in a blender and pour it in the baby bottle so the baby can drink it?
It would be different if that was all she had. But it's Summer Walker. The father's London on the track.
He got London on the track.
Right. Like, come on. Like, it's not. So, yeah. I'm all into doing organic baby foods and doing organic juices and stuff like that. Because, yes, some of the formulas and stuff do contain chemicals, do contain, and some of the baby foods do also. So, I'm all for that, right? But it comes to the point where you're not even really, truly trying to figure out, like, what's best for the baby. But you're just doing what's best because of your diet that you're doing yourself. And that's where it's an issue. Because it's like, babies can't take the same stuff that we do. Because our body's developed.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually do certain things with our body. Where babies are still trying to kind of figure it out. Still trying to actually grow. And you may be not giving them the nutrients they need to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but also what's pissing me off was these dumb motherfuckers out there that was like, it's fine. Let her feed her baby whatever she wants to feed the baby. Fuck that shit. Like, if you see the baby is not getting fed what the fuck they need to grow, then yeah, I'm calling fucking DIFUS.
But wait. Damn, I'm calling DIFUS.
Go ahead. But wait. How do you know, like, that just was that one feeding?
No, she said this is what she only feeds. This is what she feeds the baby. She said this is all I feed the baby.
Was just certain things. She said, never mind.
Right.
Like, for me, it's just certain contents that was in it. Because we all know that, like, what did she have in there? Even though honey is natural.
Right. But it was organic honey.
But honey should not be given to a child, after a certain stage in life. Because their body can't break it down.
Right.
So, honey is something that I was like, like, everybody knows that you can't give a child, a baby honey. You know, a baby of that size. Like, I don't even know how old is her daughter. Like,
she's only like months. I don't even think she's that much. She's that old.
Like, so, and with me, I was just like, can, it just depends.
She made it all these many months off of green smoothie. What the fuck?
But no, and like for me, it's not so much that she made it. Like, yeah.
She's alive.
Like, she's okay.
You like I was with J-Lo last week. Like, well, did she die? Okay. She ain't died. The baby ain't dead.
Like, did she die? Like, what the fuck?
We raggedy as shit. Like, it's like, she ain't.
We mud. You know, like, for me, I don't feel like it's. I don't really feel like it's an issue. It's just the contents that are being put in there. Now, if you putting the same thing in there that you putting in your body, then yes, no. That shouldn't be
and
it
that's
for the baby.
What it is.
But that's why they have these baby bullets and all that other kind of stuff. Because there are people out here and they have,
what
you know,
what is a baby bullet?
The bullet.
You thinking something.
Not the vibrant bullet.
But it's a magic bullet, which...
The magic bullet.
The fucking NutriBullet shit.
Yeah.
You got a baby
like
bullet.
Like the new... Like, yo, what
for a baby. Because people make organic baby food.
So they want to make their own food
my
and stuff like that.
I think that maybe that's what she's getting confused. Is that... She's like, well, since they got a baby bullet, I got my NutriBullet. So I could just... Put it all together. Like, instead of buying a baby bullet,
yeah, I'm just gonna say,
we just gonna eat the same shit. baby bullet. You know, I can
pass the contents of what she is giving the baby. If she's giving the baby, you know, she's blending up some spinach and all that other kind of stuff, okay, like cool beans. But when you put like the honey, I was like, ah,
and
you
it was like flaxseed or chia seeds or something like that.
Yeah, and see, I don't know if that's
and it was
good
hemp
for
something else.
And why are you giving the baby hemp? Why are you giving the baby hemp right
what's
now?
What's wrong with hemp? I knew she was, I was waiting for her to say
not
it.
The baby.
Listen, let me tell you, fuck something.
Here we go.
Something. I don't care if it's natural or not.
Let me tell
not
you the
baby.
It's from the earth.
Okay, let the fucking
listen,
baby
listen,
be fucking
listen,
all
Linda.
First.
Listen, Linda.
Here we go.
Because if a motherfucker, if I wasn't fixed to the gods and I could have a baby right now.
Fixed to the gods.
A motherfucker, that baby, look, that be the motherfucking biggest pothead baby coming out. My motherfucking baby come out talking.
A pothead baby?
Yeah, that motherfucker come out
and
like,
she another one that would have breakfast called on her.
Okay. For what? It's legal. Me and my baby, we're
it
sitting here. We're potheads. The fuck is wrong
some
with
drugs
you?
Drugs are legal, but they get abused. So what does that
it's
matter?
Like alcohol. It's not legal. Right.
Alcohol is different. The earth is made from that. God shouldn't have made that okay for that to be made from the earth. You should, like, you shouldn't did alcohol. But the difference is you created like Adam and Eve from the ribs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So we come from the ribs now?
Not something like that. You know?
Adam and Eve, the ribs.
Oh,
the,
my God.
Yeah, like, you know how the motherfucking earth is like with, the ribs.
Okay,
you know what
so
I'm
with
saying?
That said, listen.
Wow. So me and my, no, I wasn't done because I'm telling you I'm a pothead.
Yeah,
we're going to have a pothead baby. And I tell the motherfucking doctor.
Thank God that you.
I tell the doctor.
Already.
Yeah, I get high, and my baby's gonna be high when it come out, and I'm gonna smoke weed. I don't know
and
what
you're
gonna
have. The people
so what you gonna
call
the people? Well then, because I'm gonna smoke
baby
in the room.
What?
I'm gonna
they don't let you
labor
smoke regular shit in the, like. Well, not even regular
I need
shit.
To
but
do
they don't let you
doing,
smoke.
Well,
you
I
ain't
need an edible.
In the room.
You didn't do that for nothing.
I wasn't a pothead back then.
But still,
I'm a pothead now.
Oh my God!
Oh well.
So
right. Well, Summer Walker said,
"Summer
okay
Walker,
put some hemp in
just,
there."
Can we?
It's
can
right
we? Can we just take some of those Hella contents
hemp
out? You know,
yeah, Summer. I just
take the honey
she,
out.
And I mean, I'm ignorant to it, so
and
I'm not
nuts
sure. It might be safe. I don't know, but in my mind, I wouldn't think that it's safe because you know them flax seeds.
Didn't y'all say it was nuts in there?
Flax seed get caught in my fucking throat.
Yeah, it's
so
like
I
some
know
seeds
the baby
and shit
getting
in there. So it's like,
yeah, I know.
Like, stop.
Well,
right,
the baby done made it all these men. It's all right.
See
well,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, certain things not can we not because we don't want it to turn into something to the extreme.
And that's why she's no longer putting her baby on there because
yeah,
everybody said
they're like
calling
you
babies. And you damn straight.
That bitch, you get a call.
You
get a
call.
Call.
You get a call. You get a call. If I see these motherfuckers treating these babies in your kind of way, guess what? I'm dialing the
fucking
number. I'm dialing the number. Okay?
I'm dialing the number.
What the fuck it takes you in? I don't care what the fuck social media
you
says.
You're fucking hating
ass
bitch.
What? I'm calling.
My business.
No, I ain't minding shit.
My fucking business.
She said, I'm calling. Okay. So since we're talking about calling, do we think that it's okay for trans girls to join girl sports? So would you be calling the folk on these trans girls since they out here running track with these natural born girls, but the trans girls are also on the same team as the quote unquote regular girls? Are we going to call the people on them?
What are they identified as? Are we still having these fucking conversations? Give me a fucking break.
Of course
break.
We are, because it's going to always be something that we have a conversation about.
Give me a break.
So I think that they're going to have to play.
Yeah, because what do they identify as? If they identify as a girl, what the fuck is the problem? Like, why are we still doing this shit with these transgenders? They're identified as a female. That's what the fuck it is. Whether they're sitting there with a fucking dick in between their legs or not, they're fucking identified as a fucking female. Like, I don't understand what the fucking problem is. Vice versa. If that bitch want to go out there and get banged up on a fucking football field with them niggas, let her. If she identifies a fucking man, oh fucking well, the bitch got a whole pussy. I don't understand.
What my thing was is that we're making such an issue about that, but no one's making an issue about trans boys wanting to join boys sports. Like, it's the same exact thing. And I told, like, I was talking to my mom about this, because she's normally the person, as y'all know, I run some topics right. by first. And I was like, you know, what's going to end up happening is, and this is what I think people are scared of, is that it's going to come to the point where there is not going to be a gender assigned to sports. And that's what motherfuckers are scared of. Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, it's some girls that I know that were born female that can play basketball better than males. Okay? Like, so it's going to come to the point where it's no longer going to be a WNBA, NBA. It's just going to be NBA, and it's going to be female and men together. And that's what they don't want.
No, because everything is already, everything has a category.
Or they make up a transgender fucking a league then.
What I was saying is make a league where it's all inclusive. Yeah, like, it's not
male, female,
none of that. It's just everybody. And that's what's
going to end up. And if you decide that's where you want to play at, then that's fine.
But if not, then you have to try out like every other person.
No judgment zone. Y'all motherfuckers always somewhere in judgment at the end of the day.
That's just what it is.
Y'all motherfuckers be the fucking cocksucker, crooked ass motherfuckers of the world.
No, the biggest person who is trans, Caitlyn Jenner, is against it. And I'm like, how the fuck are you against it?
Skirt, wait, what?
That's because she done ran all her races and everything.
Right.
As a man. You know what? I was with you, Jenner, until you did this bullshit. I didn't even know about that. Now you want some fuck shit, motherfucker.
So
now
she's against it.
So the biggest thing about this whole topic is going to always lie on it, is that they say the makeup of the male they have more of this, you know, and the makeup of themselves. And for a female, they're not as muscular. Like, women aren't as muscular and, you know, muscular as men. Like, their muscles aren't, you know, they don't get to a certain capacity. So that's what the whole thing of is, like, men are quote unquote. Now, this is quote unquote. Right. Okay. This is not scientifically, you know, speaking from the business journal. But of course, as we always see, past and in the past, men stronger, they're better, men, right? Always on top. They say men are just always the best, even though we know that's not true,
right?
But men are the strongest. So they say, oh yeah, well, we have this man, well, we have this boy that's on the girls track team, well, he's going to be the fastest, he's going to be this, because he has this, you know, genetic makeup
of a boy,
but of a male.
It's not a boy.
Is it fair? It's not fair because he's really a boy. You know, she was born a boy, but it is fair. So that's the whole thing of it going back and forth, because they're particularly putting this whole genetic makeup of one person of who, what, where, when, and why. Because I could be a female and I could be all athletes in my family and everything, and my genetic makeup ain't, it skipped me. Damn it. So then what?
But, so, and the thing is that, like, they were saying, because I think it was somebody who works in as a pediatrician, they said that at the age where kids are in high school and everything like that, it doesn't make a difference. It mm-hmm. honestly doesn't make that much of a difference because they're still developing. Girls are still developing. Boys are still developing. So it's not going to make that big of a difference. Also, if there is a trans girl or trans boy that are taking the hormones that they're taking to transition, then they're not taking the same testosterone that they would if they were, they're not getting that testosterone that they would be getting mm-hmm. if they were not going into transition. So the same with a trans boy. They're going to be getting testosterone and less estrogen. So those are the things that, like, you have to take into account also. That's why I said, like, it's not, I don't feel like it's an easy yes or no that they're going to come to anyway. Like, I feel like it's easy. For me, I'd be like, just let them join. The fuck? Like, it's high school. It ain't that deep. Like, you know what I mean? And even if it's a sport, period, like, just let them join. Like, they're going to have fun. Like, that's what it's really all about, is having fun. Mm-hmm. But I just...
Especially if they're feeling, you know, if you have those certain persons that are being identified as whatever it is.
Right.
That they are being, even if they don't have any, you know, even if they're not being identified as anything. No, you know, genderless.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's still just creating that time, creating that space so they can still feel not like an outcast.
Right.
They're still being wanted and joined welcome. Together and, yeah, and welcomed into the space of being able to play a sport. You know, I don't want to feel some type of way because, you know, I've been taking, you know, if I was born a boy, but I don't want to be, you know, I am a female. I want to be identified as a female. So I've been taking these and, you know, taking hormones and I got my little buds popping and, you know, all that kind of stuff. My hair is all down my back.
On TikTok, and y'all be tricking me.
Y'all be tricking me.
Yeah, child, I be on that motherfucker for like an hour on one person's page for like an hour, bitch. Because y'all motherfucker did was like...
A whole hour?
Yeah, child, because I be trying to figure it out because one look like a goddamn man, but a boy. But then it put up like this like throwback pic of like with the mama and the girl. I said, wait, hold on, because you look like a full-blown boy.
Mm-hmm. And like, especially like that they're able...
Right.
Especially because we have... You know, the human beings are able to take, you know, whether if you want to take estrogen or testosterone or whatever right. other type of makeup that you have to, you know, get in there for you to transition. They're allowed to do it now at such a younger age
yes.
than they've ever been able to do
it. Right.
Instead of being a grown ass, you know, adult and trying to transition. And we're like, nah, bro, we already know.
In but, high school.
But yeah, no, or even ready, younger.
Jeopardy, yeah. Right.
You know, even younger than that. Because, you know, if I could say, oh, no, I want a daughter. So I'm going to start giving, I need my, even though it's my son, but I need my daughter to start, I need to start taking these, start taking some estrogen and, you know, getting that whole makeup in.
Right.
At that time, certain things change, certain things hold back. Like, and you know, it is what it is.
This reminded me of this movie. Oh my God, I don't remember if it was on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But it's about these chicks, basically chicks with dicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's a good ass movie.
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah, is that what it's on?
I don't know.
It's on one of them. But it's a good ass, it ain't like that though. It's,
okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. it ain't one of them movies where you like, oh my God. Like, they don't fuck the niggas or nothing, but one person had found out the bull that came out of jail with the cute bull. What's his name? Jeremy Meeks. So look him up, because he in it. Because, oh, when he found out that they motherfucking had this, oh my God. Child, he went ape shit. Well, that's a good ass movie. But the one of them realized, like, in motherfucking, like, middle school that she wanted to be a boy. And she even told the other one, like, they were best friends growing up. Like, it was, like, our age type mm-hmm. shit. And realized, and she was like, you're gay. Like, you're gay. And she was dressed up as a girl and everything. But I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. but wait, that's a boy? Like, I'm trying to be on that confused shit. Y'all motherfuckers be tricking. And she was young as shit, like, already dressed as a girl, already knew what she wanted to be.
Yeah.
Like.
But, I mean, I ain't
looking at it right. I'm not, because I'm looking at other shit.
You ain't okay.
Dick, I put dick in, and, you know.
That is not what you were supposed to do.
Well, that's what you said. You said chicks with dicks.
I know, but that's not the name of the movie. You're supposed to Google Jeremy Meeks and go from there. And
well,
tell
I did Amazon Prime movie.
No, I said Netflix or Amazon. I don't remember,
oh,
y'all.
My God.
Whatever.
So, but, I mean, I feel like, you know, you think you about, like,
chicks
I'm
with
looking
dicks,
so Jazz. I am Jazz.
Yes.
On TLC. Mm-hmm. Same thing with her. Like, she found out what she was what four when she decided
when
that
she,
wait who
I am Jazz on TLC.
Oh, I don't watch
that.
Yeah,
I know my mom used to watch it. I know Business Jean watched it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still on or not.
I think they had Secret Society. On what?
I don't know.
How you find the name of it and don't know
what it's playing on? She's a nut. But anyway, but yes, I am Jazz, just like her. She's right. At an early age, she knew that even though she was born a boy, she knew that she wanted to wear dresses and have her hair long and things of that sort. So her family allowed that. Her parents allowed that. And at a young age, she was, you know, able to take, they decided to go ahead and approve it, and she was able to take her hormones, her estrogen, and whatever else that need to be, you know, taking place. And for her, for instance, it was just the fact that they implemented that at such an early age that, of course, it's, you know, it stopped the growth of things. So it's such as her genitalia. So for her to be able to get the surgery, I know, and see, I don't know if she ever did. She probably did, but I know that in the beginning it was a little halt of it because she had taken the hormone so early in life that, of course, it had stopped the growth of her genitalia. And then so when, as her being older and wanting to, you know, get everything situated so she can be fully a woman, feel fully a woman, that they said it wasn't enough skin, you know, for certain things to happen. So, you know, they had to go and...
What are you giggling about?
See what's next. So I think at this time...
She always giggling about some shit.
So at this time, I believe she did get it. I'm not 100% sure.
I feel like I saw something about her getting the surgery.
And so, you know, and the surgeon that was going to do it was going to be the first surgeon that actually started to do this. And the first trans surgeon. You know what I mean? So
you mean to tell me nobody got their dick transplanted to a pussy before?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So how is he the first surgeon then?
But maybe young.
Maybe so you mean like young at that age? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm about to say, now I know it's
that's the only thing that I'm worried about. Like, if I was to have a child that is trans, like, I would just be so worried about them getting the surgery and for them taking the hormones, because I'm just like, if God forbid you ever... Or like, this isn't me, then what? Because people that would be like my number one concern, like as a parent. I would be like, what would the repercussions be if, you know, she decides she doesn't no longer wants to take these hormones or she no longer wants to transition? Like, what? Like, I know that they can reverse surgeries and all of that, but still, like, we got to talk about all of that. Like, we got to go through all of that.
Reversible.
Right.
Well,
I know that the surgery is because I had read, this was forever and ever ago, how somebody was born a man, became a woman, decided didn't want to be a woman no more, became a man again, decided no longer wanted to be a man again, became a woman again.
All right, now you're doing
too right. Like, that's what I feel like. Like, I don't, like, and that's, you know, my indecisive
so that means,
ass.
Like, for me, I'm
like I don't want my child to be indecisive and be like...
But you're not okay with yourself at that point.
You're just not
you know,
okay with yourself.
So
right.
That means that there's a lot of soul searching that you need to do.
Right. And I think that's why that's my word. Because I'm so indecisive that I'm like, I don't want that to pass on to my child. But this is, like, deeper.
Bitch, that is you being a Libra. Like, shut
up. Well, that too.
And you know what I mean? That's just... and that's just something different, too.
That's completely different.
It's just like,
you know...
choosing, you know, if I like girls or if I like boys, and then I want to continue to be a girl and I like girls, or do I want to be a boy that likes girls? Like, it's just a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And even though it's room for more of this topic, but people are born like this. I do. Yes. And I feel as though, you know, it's just a transition of society and the world that we live in now that is more accepted, and those are, you know, more comfortable to say it's this, that, and the third, rather than before, you know, it was just like, oh no, like no one ever hears about that, and no one ever knows about, you know, you being of a certain, you know, you may feel like you want to be you're born a boy, but you want to be a girl. Oh no, that's so taboo. Right. You know, we're not doing that. You're not bringing that juju here, you know, that bad energy or that demon or whatever to our family. So no, absolutely not. And, you know, yeah. It was a halt that was put on a lot of families. And I'm sure a lot of people are in a lot of situations that they just probably would not have been part of if they were comfortable enough to just be open and honest with themselves and their families.
Right.
So, listen, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Trans girls, trans boys in sports. Let them play.
Yeah.
Let them play. Especially if they are doing, you know, especially if they are on any type of hormones or anything like that. Let them play.
Even if they aren't. Shit,
you know,
if they pass,
and see, because see, this is where I'm thinking, if I got a daughter and now I know now her little boyfriend gonna be around here thinking, trying to dress up like a little girl, and now they gonna be going to these sports together, look, and now they gonna be in a locker room, and now my feelings,
but it's the same thing as if, you know, it's two females,
I'm pretending to be trans just so I can go on the girls bus and get some cutty, like, I'll be thinking like, oh no.
Well, I would hope that you know, children are children, so you know they think of shit like that.
But I'm like, I can think.
I would hope the teacher would be like, okay, yesterday you wasn't trans, but now today you trans because you want to join and be nah. We gonna hold off till next year.
Exactly.
Because you gotta go through your full transition.
Exactly.
Okay, because something ain't so, right. Yeah, here. I'm gonna talk to your mama before we start this shit. Okay?
It's a lot, you know, and that is room for more conversation with that whole topic, and so, you know, we may definitely bring it back to you.
Yes.
So, but we're gonna take a pause for the calls real quick, and then we'll be back, you know, with a couple more little topics and situations, ships and things we need to talk about and ish.
This episode is sponsored by Nature's Treat, LLC, a premium 100% natural and pesticide-free CBD company. Nature's Treat was founded by two young Black entrepreneurs, Ryan and Lance, who want to help soothe your soul and help manage the stressful rigors of daily life. If you are looking for lasting energy and concentration, a creativity boost, or looking to relax after a long day or workout, CBD and Nature's Treat can help with that. Check out naturestreatllc.com and use code GETEMCBD, that's GETTEMCBD, to receive 10% off Nature's Treat premium CBD flower and experience the wonders of CBD in your life.
What's up, y'all? We back. So listen, if y'all just tuning in to us, y'all know this is our season finale, right? We be back. We're going to take a pause for the calls. But we ain't taking no pause. I'm sorry. I keep saying that, but I'm lying to y'all. We breaking. When we say we break.
We break.
Okay? We breaking. Okay? But, you know, y'all ain't going to miss us too much. Just, you know, y'all have time to go back on the seasons and, you know, listen to the old episodes and be like, yo, I remember that one. Yo, they crazy. Da 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 da. Because, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to ask you, because I know I'm going to be asking y'all what's your favorite one. And
this one,
why,
episode
and all that kind of
time
stuff.
Because
she really did
all that shit. That was season 3, episode 12. That was 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Bitch, what?
I'm just saying, like, you're supposed to know, like, certain things. And it's just certain things that I just keep and I retain.
Don't ask me what episode we on a regular basis, all the time, what we talked about.
They be the only thing I be remembering is the season.
Like, oh, yeah, don't ask me
what happened in the past season, because I'm going to be like,
yeah, I be like, what? I was lit, and I'm a pothead. Don't ask me
questions. I'm sick of them, y'all. I'm so sick of them. So, listen. So, since we're talking about breaking, let's talk about this. This whole situation, this whole scenario that's kind of been stirring up, okay? And it's out there. And getting everyone's opinions about it, you know? Like, are we down for the gap year marriage?
Hell no.
Gap year marriage, y'all. Y'all know what that is, right? Y'all hope like y'all know what that insurance. Is. This one.
It's like gap insurance, right?
But gap insurance is different.
It is. Like, when, you know, the one don't pay, the other one do. The gap and pay.
The gap one do. No. So, listen. What? So, gap year is basically where you have that time span, like a year.
Or however long maybe you and your spouse agree upon.
Like, you have a time frame where you guys are just not together.
Oh.
You guys...
like gap insurance. Mm-hmm.
That is not gap insurance.
It's just like gap insurance.
Like, you keep saying it like it's going to make sense.
But and gap insurance is something different.
Right. It's not.
Okay. Gap insurance, like, it's
just like your
extra,
dental tax.
Right.
Shut up.
Gap insurance is the extra insurance that will take care of anything that happens to the vehicle.
So I feel like at this point, since I've been paying dental tax for a long time, when I go to the dentist now, I don't got to pay you shit.
You paid everything. You still
I've been paying dental tax for a long motherfucking time. So I should not have to pay the dentist. When I go at this point, because I'm a tax-paying ass bitch.
So, but there's no such thing as a dental tax, though. No such thing.
Taxes say tax.
No, we're not even,
We're not going to go into that.
We're not going to do that. So how do y'all feel about gap year marriage?
Mm-hmm, I'm all with the shits.
Or a relationship.
Because you done got on my nerves. So I need a break. I need to go test out this other shit right quick and see what that's hitting for.
Damn.
And I'll probably be back. Because you know it's probably. Yeah, I might be back. Ain't no guarantee I'm going to come back. See, that's the problem with the gap year. Because ain't no guarantee I'm going to come back.
See, you just want to break up. You just want to separate. That ain't no gap year.
It's
she always got to take it to the extreme. Like, no. Like, it's not we taking a gap so that you can... Soya oats, and then and then be like, nah, I don't want you no more. Soya oats.
Yeah, like, cause now you done let me go out here and gap and shit. Now that I done gapped it.
I
ain't no telling how that's gonna go. Don't let me gap it. Don't put me on
gaps. Gapping it.
Don't put me on gaps now. Don't gap me.
So, right.
Like a
year gap. What happened was.
Don't wanna put me on a year gap. They want to gap me for a year.
It don't have to be for a year. It can be 6 months.
Well, you need to give me 3 months.
Well, listen, let me tell y'all. Let me give y'all a little insight because, I mean, Operations Joan, she just always in denial of a whole bunch of shit.
A lot of
shit. She's in a gap relationship right now.
She's in probably about 12 of them. She don't even know it.
She in the whole gap relationship right now.
She in gap from relationship from when she was in the 8th grade, child. She don't even realize.
She's not the fucking, eighth grade.
I hate these bitches.
Not the eighth grade.
Like, yep. Fuck both of y'all.
Like, she in a whole gap relationship now.
She's
coming up about that
she's
time
probably
when the gap
in a gap marriage. Okay, she's probably in a gap marriage. She don't even know it.
The gap is closing in, so it's almost at that time.
She gonna have to answer to a lot of motherfuckers in a little bit, okay? A lot of gaps
men and
coming.
Women, there's a lot of gaps closing in. It's gonna be called confliction. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo,
it's
gonna
be like gap one, gap
my
two, gap three,
hurt.
Gap four.
And so this is exactly why I think I am becoming this person. You know, before I used to think something totally different, but no, I'm not with no fucking gap marriage. No. And secondly, why? Because this is why I need to be in a plural relationship. This is why I need to be number two, okay? Or number three. Because at that point, I'm not going to have all that extra shit that's weighing on me. Because I would hate to be number one. I'm not going to be number one.
Yeah, that's a headache.
Number one is a headache. I could be number two or number three. That's it. Because number one, you're going to have to deal with all that bullshit. But see, and see with this get married shit, if we in a poor relationship, we good.
Damn, talking about marriage and shit. Like, who wants that type of negativity in it? Like,
me. So, right.
Marriage is not negativity.
I don't mind marriage.
You not for it?
Hell no, I'm not doing no gap year in my fucking marriage. I'm not doing a gap year in my relationship. I'm not doing a gap year in no motherfucking thing. Only thing I'm going to do a gap year in is what gap year was originally created for. College. Shit. And I did a bunch of them years.
Oh, so. Lord Jesus. Before I'm about to say, you know, you ain't going back to that.
Right. I already did that shit. So, okay. I'm good. No. Uh-uh. No. So, if I get into a marriage, I'm probably the only one on this panel that's like, I'm going to be number one.
Okay. If I'm in a marriage, I'm number one. Period. Like, if I get married, I'm number one.
I'm number one.
Okay?
I'm not getting
but
married.
If not, if
relationship, I'm number one, too. Fuck
relationship, if we are, if it's an understanding and we are in a monogamous relationship, we know it's just you and I, yes, I'm going to be number one. But if I know I'm stepping into a plural relationship, I already know what it is, so I'm going to take my spot. But I don't want to be the number one in a plural relationship. Like, I just
oh, hell no.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take that. I'm not. Sorry.
But I'm not doing no gap year, because it's like, what the fuck we need a gap year for? We can just break up. Like, I feel like, why do a gap when it's just like, let's just
so let's break
not
up
be together.
And then get back together?
Yeah, like,
or that happens.
Yeah, and like,
or we just not together no more. And because like, that's what's going to end up happening anyway.
Because I feel like it's just like a, I don't know, what was like a hall pass. No, yeah. I don't want no fucking hall pass. Like, no, like it is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck it is.
I mean, but it's a long hall pass instead of it being like a night.
Yeah, that's what y'all should do.
Instead of doing a gap year, do the fucking hall pass.
But I guess you know, you gotta up it one.
No, don't.
Everything
shit.
Is always about just upping. We gotta make these special names for something.
Do the fucking it hall is what pass. It is. Give them that week to go on there, get their dick sucked from whoever, go get the pussy from whoever. Because guess what, bitch? When he come back, he gonna have some new fucking tricks for you. I'm telling you.
No, he's not.
Yes, the fuck he.
You better hope. Cause
if he get the right bitch, 9 times out of 10, when no motherfuckers go out and they cheat,
they're
they come back.
Dumb. No, they don't. They don't cheat better.
I don't know, because they come back with some tricks.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes.
For the most part,
they
the ones who slanging whatever they
slanging.
Well, the
ones that always
came
back, me always came back with tricks.
That's why you in all these gap ass relationships now.
Don't come back with no kid. Don't come back with no STD. Don't come back with no limp dick. Don't come back with.
I don't want none of that shit. Don't come back. So how about that? Just don't come back.
Exactly.
That's me. Just don't come back. I don't want.
I'm good. Thank you for that. Thank you, but I do not want the headache. I'm good.
No,
I'm Gucci. So,
gap, nothing for over here.
Obviously, you Jones is not for the gap marriage. We ain't going to be hitting off. I mean, this one, she just like, what the fuck? But she really not for it.
She's not.
So, it's just, because it's the whole marriage thing. But, we not for it. So, y'all can save it, all that. Anyone out there in society, I want all these pretty titles and all this other little bullshit.
Y'all
want
to do some extra shit. Like, yeah. If you want to separate for a year, just separate. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called a separation.
Oh, no, we have a gap marriage.
We have a gap year that we're doing.
That's all that it is.
After that, he'll be back. No, he's not coming to fuck back, bitch.
Or, before we get to this gap marriage, why don't we get into this seagull in relationship? Oh, what's a seagull in relationship? I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and let social media join. Reiterate what's the...
So,
because
right.
She know what this shit is and I don't. I said, what the fuck?
So,
oh, okay.
It is a dating trend that's going out now. It's called seagulling. So, you heard of catfishing. You heard of ghosting. Now, it's a new thing called seagulling.
Why seagull? Like, seagulling is dirty.
So,
like,
a seagull, don't they regurgitate their food and then swallow it back? Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So, this is when... You get into a relationship with someone, and then you decide you no longer want to be in a relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But instead of letting them go and find somebody who they would like to be in a relationship with, you hold them back and keep them in this relationship, knowing you don't want to be in a relationship
with them.
So you
keep throwing them up and swallowing them back?
Yep. You keep being like,
so I just
I don't
this
want
on
you.
TV. I literally just seen this on TV.
But I don't want nobody else to want you either.
I just seen this ish on TV and it was on BET and I don't even remember what the name of the movie was. But it was, I'm going to say it's a series. I don't know. BET, y'all was crazy on the late night. I was like, what is this? Like, what's going on? Y'all got a lot going on. So anyway, so the young man, so he got married. Okay. So he went to jail. And then, so they were talking about getting a divorce. So homegirl, she on the outside, homeboy on the inside, locked up and everything. And so she found a new boo. But this motherfucker like, oh no, now you my wife. Like, I was entertaining it at first, but nah, you my wife. I'm not letting you go. So then he had his bulls that's on the outside go to the little boyfriend's house and scare him. Mm-hmm. And was like, listen, leave his ex's wife alone. Leave her alone. Don't do nothing. We don't want no problems. And that was it. So he got all scared and everything like that. And so the wife went back to the... He got all scared because, I mean, they was packing a little heat and stuff. And he like, whoa, like, how y'all find me kind of shit. And, yeah. And then basically he's like, I ain't let you go. You my wife. You my wife. Like, I told you I was going to divorce, but I ain't divorcing you. That's my wife. And so, yeah, and then he put a hit on the bull. And then it stopped. So, next episode is going he might die. He might not.
We'll find out. And you don't know the name of the show, do you?
No, it was something. Of course, it was all black cast. And it had, like, the bull from the, what's, Darren.
Oh, is it The Family Business?
I don't know. That might be it.
Yeah, that's right.
It got all these
I ain't watched the series yet. Yeah, it got all these
black actors and actresses.
Oh, the boy from Stomp the Yard.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's The Family Business.
You saw her do the little move.
And what's her name? Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy in it. Yeah,
and motherfucking the boy from Life, child.
Life.
Yeah, that's her husband. The one from Life.
Oh, yeah.
He played the game.
Can't Get Right.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, he played. Can't Get Right. The other one, remember, he got himself killed trying to go to the gun line.
Trying to run.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the thing going.
Yeah, but
he was messing with Jagalad, child. He's messing with Jagalad, yeah.
Ain't that Juwanna, man?
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, so it's Family Business. Yeah. So there we go. So, Carl, yeah, because X is Tretch.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I did see that episode.
X is Tretch. So he all in jail. And
I think I know who the person is because I've read the book. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't seen the show yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, see, now we know. See? Surprise. So yeah, check it out. They seek all in that bitch, you know. Whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that's really crazy because now we have a name for that. That's right. Just a toxic ass relationship.
It was another one too, but yeah, I can't pronounce it. So I don't wanna.
That was a toxic ass relationship. That's toxic as shit. It's been going on for years.
I'm gonna say
why
something.
Why are we now going through that? Now we have a name, seagulling.
But it's somebody that is a part of Get 'Em Girl Crew that does it.
What?
We ain't gonna say no names. But y'all probably know which one of us it is.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
She just spoke.
She just fucking spoke.
But it's another thing. I can't pronounce what it's called, but it's like, it's when you consistently swipe right on Tinder or liking people's profiles on dating, sites. And you're talking to these people and flirting with them, knowing that you have no, you're not going to meet up with them and you're not going to ever.
That's probably me.
I was about to say,
that's me. That's me.
That's probably me. I mean, if I like what I see in the picture, okay, cool.
That don't mean I'm going to meet you because right. You was a whole lie. You probably a big, fat, funky ass slob.
First off, you don't even be on dating stuff.
I know. I'm just saying.
Right. So, that's not you.
But, bitch, I was saying if I was.
You the first thing we talk about. You ain't this.
No, but no. If I was.
No, you're not.
I'm about to catfish somebody.
I know. I'll be wanting to sometimes.
I can't catfish nobody because I'm too. I've been told on myself.
I ain't going to tell on myself. I'm going to tell myself.
Bitch, we're going to ride this shit to the wheels fall off till you get MTV out of my ass. Bitch, you're going to have to get them out of me.
First of all, I'm going to be the one that ain't going to show up.
Hey, because ain't it only one of them now? Ain't it only one now?
No, it's Neve and Cammy.
Yeah, and Cammy.
Oh, that the bitch?
Yes, it's the female.
Yes, the female.
That's what I said, the bitch.
She's not a bitch.
She's Cammy.
All you females are bitches.
I like Cammy. Because right. She did. I like
she was like me, Miss Teen USA. I found out. I didn't know she was. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Whit.
Yeah,
I'm talking to Busy John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so she a model and all that good stuff. Yeah, whatever, and she's cute.
That's Cammy.
So yeah, that's Cammy. Cammy and E, they on Catfish anyway. But you know, I'm still surprised that motherfuckers are still getting Catfish now. That's
me
a whole.
Too.
This shit has been 30 years. Kid.
It ain't been 30 years.
It's been 30 fucking years and y'all still getting catfish.
That's a whole nother subject.
How fucking desperate
why
are
we
y'all?
Still getting catfish?
Because they like, desperate as fuck. That's why.
I don't,
y'all desperate as hell and y'all lazy as shit. So your dirty ass is sitting up in the house
no,
behind
you know
a computer.
What it is that
they
like
dumb
it's
as hell
no
and dirty.
More talking in person. It's all on the screen.
Everything is, yeah.
I don't give
so
a shit.
So it's like, I had, okay, so right, when was this? Thursday.
You got catfish?
No. Yeah. Listen,
you got catfish.
She don't ever let me finish because
I'm
story.
About to.
But like till Thursday, I was out and I was at CVS or whatever, and I was looking real regular.
Mm-hmm.
But it was several dudes that was like looking at me, like mm-hmm. I wasn't looking just regular, mm-hmm. you know. Did any of them say? Hey, how you doing? You know,
bitch, nobody is a. We had this conversation before. I don't even know why you brought this shit the fuck up. Nobody's approaching
you like you did me.
Nobody's approaching your intimidating fucking ass, bitch. Bye.
First off, we're going to get into that at another time.
I don't even know
again.
Why she even brought that. We already did.
But no.
I remember that episode. I don't remember what season and shit, bitch. But we had
but
a whole
no,
episode of you, bitch.
Intimidating
fuck
shit.
Fuck is you
I'm
talking about? That's why didn't nobody approach you.
But the thing is that, like, they was all, they was like, looking at me. And I was giving them the look like, you can... Hello?
No, you
right.
wasn't. You
yes,
were giving
I
that
was.
Look like, don't come over here.
I was giving them
because I'm going to cuss you out.
I was giving them the
who
hot.
Is your mama? Okay. What car you drive? Who you live with? How many kids you got? Is you married or no?
First off, that's
bitch,
what you
nobody
do.
Doing that.
That's what you
you're lying. You're lying. That's why they ain't approach
that's
you.
That's
you. Because you're
my
out there looking.
Was my mask was on
lying ass
face.
Bitch. She was intimidating
so,
as fuck
my eyes
her
were
mask.
Saying, hey.
No, they weren't.
How you doing?
The eyes were saying, nigga, stay the fuck away. No, you wasn't. Lying ass bitch. Now, if you would have twerked it down
eyes?
A little bit, you would have had something.
So. But that's the thing. Like, it was two dudes that did it. And I'm
that's
like.
That's great. Two dudes realized you was intimidating.
Well, shit. They wouldn't have been intimidated if they said, hey.
I mean, listen. Like, sometimes we just got to go. And we obviously
yeah, you
should know it's
down.
Not a
since
lot of people.
You was so ready and willing.
No,
you
I wasn't.
You was hot and ready
like,
on your little
is.
Caesar shit, bitch.
Oh, my
what? Her little Caesars. She was hot and ready. Why you ain't fucking approach him? The fuck?
I didn't. Because you know what it was? The one dude,
he
walked
girl.
Past. No, he wasn't. He walked past and I saw him looking at me, but he, you know, kept moving. So I wasn't thinking nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I
back
saw
in
him.
The store?
But no, he was in the store. But I was at the same time I was with mommy. She's intimidator number.
Okay,
one.
That's he probably
no,
said.
That's number
that's,
two.
That's number one.
That's number
no. She's the original OG triple OG.
She
of
is the original triple OG. But when y'all out in public, bitches, you
no, it's
they
not.
Ain't paying her
no,
no mind.
No.
Nobody's. Mommy, they can't.
One.
No.
She's
no.
the one. Y'all be thinking.
She's in denial. The first
like,
fucking, the
me.
First step is admitting that you're fucking intimidating, bitch.
Because
if I was a nigga, I'm not approaching your goofy ass. I'm not dealing with you. Because
so
I can tell right from then
here's
and there.
The argument to shut this shit down all the way. What the fuck did you do to me the first time you met me?
Huh?
Right. Right. You came right up to me and was like, who are you? But I was so intimidating, right?
Who are you?
I'm not a dude.
I'm not a dude.
I'm not a dude. I'm so not. That's different. You
no,
can't,
it's not.
You cannot count that
yes,
as
yes,
anything.
Yes, so shut up with your
bitches
with your argument.
No,
your
no,
argument
no, you
is done.
You
it's
cannot
done.
Do that.
She came right up to me on the bus and was like, who are you?
I'll do that to everybody.
So, shut up.
So, I'm a different type of breed. You can't do that. You can't include me in certain shit. You
yes,
know what I'm saying? No.
Well,
yes.
you know, well,
yes.
for you,
yes.
you're not intimidating because, you know, especially now with these masks, everybody look at you. They're like, oh, look at her. She's pretty. Like, her pretty eyes. Look at her pretty eyes.
And don't, because I rose my eyes at you, honey. through my mask.
Even though
but
like,
I'm not intimidating.
They're like, ooh, she's sassy. I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I like her sassy.
And I can't. And I hate when motherfuckers know this.
I still
didn't
get to my
mask.
Point yet.
My bad.
Because
you
plus
bitch, you intimidating. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know why you continuing.
You talk about this intimidation. Because
you was intimidating as fuck. That's why they didn't approach you. Anyway.
So the thing is, she wasn't by herself.
I don't give a fuck. She's still intimidating. It don't matter who she was with.
I'm not intimidating. Y'all gonna cut that shit out. Nah.
We can't wait until we find a nigga who don't care about you being intimidated.
Child, they think I'm sufficient.
That was the problem. Time in between time in the meantime, but nah, we not right now though.
Not right now, no. Okay, so
oh my god,
what the fuck was the point? I was trying to make it this
by how they ain't approach you, bitch.
Yeah, so but that's the thing, that's why niggas be getting catfished because they don't know how to approach women no more. They call them sufficient and shit.
Sufficient ass.
People are sufficianas.
Some people are. Some people aren't.
Some people are intimidating and sufficianas. Some people like gap years. Some people like ball pass.
It's a lot.
It's just a lot that
some
goes on.
Some people want plurals.
And then some people like this.
Oh, okay.
So, there is a... there is a restaurant in Philadelphia, PA, that has a little heat going around their name. Right. Only because, why? Because they posted up, which is now, this is not how it's always been. It's just recently surfaced, and I have my reasons behind maybe why. So it is a Steak 48
restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Restaurant. And they have now set a $100 limit
per person.
Beverage per person. You cannot come in here and eat and think you're going to just eat on a $25 bill. Absolutely not.
You can't
not.
Just get an appetizer and a water with lemon and then think that you're going.
Yeah.
But it's wait, going to suffice. Like, people really go to, like, steakhouses and just order an appetizer and a water with lemon and that's it.
You'd probably be surprised. I think a lot of people do things for the gram. A lot of people do
that's
things.
What I, oh, okay.
This is that I've been there. Like, I've been there, but you don't see what I get. But you see this one cute drink that I got that's $25.
Or you just see me taking the picture, you know, on the steps.
Right.
Because that's what everybody's been doing lately. When it comes to Steak 48, they've been going there to take the picture on their steps.
I gotta look up the Steak 48.
Yeah, so
I'm so lost about this.
I mean,
I gotta look this shit up.
Frankly, if you're going there and you're going there on a date, I feel as though that's you're gonna come up to that amount of money anyway. You shouldn't be lowballing, and with it being a steakhouse of a certain caliber, like you should just this is what
right.
It's just to be in your brain, like okay, like I need
I'm
to bring,
to
I need to bring
a couple dollars.
Yeah, I gotta bring a couple dollars with me. I gotta make sure I don't bring this credit card because
like
I know this
beach.
Credit card is almost at its limit. So let me go ahead
right.
and get this
Take
credit
this,
card,
this card,
or
right.
you know whatever the case may be. So a lot of people, you know, you see just people on social media, just and it's bringing heat or whatever.
People are mad.
They're mad about it.
They're
it's like,
mad.
For what? What are you mad for? Because
that's right, you broke
like,
ass.
I don't want you in my establishment. Not trying to really pay for what others are ready to pay for.
Right,
like,
right.
You're going to be reserving a seat, and, you know, we're still... Well, now we aren't, but was Philadelphia, they still got restrictions?
They're about to open back up.
Okay,
they're about
so
to open all the way back up.
Right now, you know, at this time and point, as I'm speaking, you know, Philadelphia still has restrictions, but they will, just as well as a lot of other states, they will restrictions will be lifted. But, so there's reservations, and you're taking a seat for I could make a $500 check versus right. a $40, $50 check.
Us three sitting right here, you're going to make buku dollars. So for your little $25 shit and us three sitting right here, you're going right. to make buku dollars just off of us. We like here. Eat.
Right, and we don't have time for that. And it's like we don't have time for, you know, you just got to think about somebody being at that establishment. I don't have time for you to be here, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, oh, can we all get single checks, or can we all just, okay, well, we're going to split the bill. Well, I only got the wings and water.
I only broke bitches split checks. Remember when Kenya said that shit? When fucking, what's the bitch, Drew? She wanted to split the check. She was like, I only broke bitches split checks.
She was like, here, I'll pay for it. But, I mean, on some real ish, it's like, come on. Like, why do we have to go here and go there? Plus, y'all motherfuckers, y'all got these PPP loans. Stop out here pretending like y'all don't got this money. But because I read your name on the list.
And bodies. I agree. And y'all ain't even got no house. Right. Years.
I agree 100% with Stakes 48 putting a limit on there.
Yeah, I'm high. Because
my thing, like, it didn't offend me.
Well, can we go there?
We can.
Yeah, because I'm with it.
It didn't offend me because I was like, if I'm going to Steak 48, I already know I'm spending at least $100. Because
I'm going to get a good-ass steak.
Because I'm not going in there just to get an appetizer and
I'm getting a good-ass meal.
But I was even talking to, my mom about it. And I was like, you think about it. If I get an appetizer and say I get two drinks, that's $60 right there.
Exactly.
Most of the time and most
of the time. That's $60 right there. Yep. Especially at a fine dining restaurant. You going to spend $60 on that.
Y'all so used to Applebee's.
And Red Lobster and Olive Garden. Because we spent...
We eat that for lunch.
Yeah. This past year, we went to Bonefish. Shoot, it was $200 for that.
Easy
for the three of us at Bonefish.
And we already knew what it was hitting for. Like, it's easy. It's nothing.
And ain't nobody complaining about shit. We were like,
all right, boo. Like, ooh, girl, that was a lot. But now you had the surfing turn. Right. So you got to put $10 extra dollars today.
But I mean, and nothing. And I think that's why, like, I didn't get offended by it. And they said it. They were like, you know, we're putting this limit on because we want y'all to enjoy the full experience of my restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't want it to be like, you just coming in here to take a picture and get a glass of water and then you out. Like, we built this restaurant for it to be an experience, not for it to just be y'all getting appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Or y'all just coming here for this one drink.
And that's it.
We have so much more to offer than that. Like, come on.
And I was like, depending on where the bar is at, because I haven't been to Steak 48 or anything yet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, depending on it, you know, you never know. Because if the bar area is popping and the rest of the restaurant isn't, and people look at the bar, they're like, oh, shit, I ain't going in there. The bar popping. It's probably popping in there. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Like, that's it. That's a wrap. Like, so, and that's money that they're missing out on. So, guess what? Instead of that, there's so many other businesses you can go to, for one. So many other restaurants you can go to in Philadelphia that don't have a limit.
Yeah.
For two, if you feel as though this is a racist thing, because a lot of people are saying that, it's because they don't want people of a certain color in there. Whatever.
Don't nobody
care about color. They care about green. Whatever. That's the only color they care about.
Exactly. Okay. That's it's green. That's it and that's all. Like, shut up.
Then, you know, there is other restaurants that you can go to that are black owned, that don't have a limit, that are fine dining, like Tasty's right there in West Philly. You can go right there. Mm-hmm. You can go to Booker's in West Philly. Have amazing lobster mac and cheese.
Isn't Jaden Smith open up a restaurant and it's a limit on there? Like, it's a restaurant for the homeless, and if you have money, it's a certain limit. Like, he's doing something similar to that as well.
I mean, maybe they won't get mad because it's Jaden Smith.
Yeah, but like, it's like,
or maybe they won't get mad because it was done up front.
Because this is how he's opening it. Right. It's mainly, like, I guess, I think the homeless, like, they get free or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're coming in there to eat, like, it's a minimum. And I feel like that's what it kind of is, like, the $100 minimum or something like that. Like, that you have to spend. But I'm like, and even with that, I was like, I don't see nothing wrong with
that. But that's because, you know, us as, quote-unquote, basic bitches. Right. Which we're not, but...
Sufficient-ass bitches,
okay?
Sufficiana.
We know, like we're going to spend $100 going out.
Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, that's how we've always done. Like, yeah. I've always been one to go out. I know I'm getting a drink, an appetizer, an entree, and probably a dessert, too.
Mm-hmm. Factual.
We already know.
And then we're not even talking about the tip.
Right.
Oh, listen, we ain't going to get into that because y'all already know how I feel about that shit.
I know. We're not with you.
Anyway, so yeah, it's just like, for me, y'all don't need to be bringing any heat to any establishment because this person, these people are running their establishment how they want to.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to take you guys, oh, no, now I can't go and take cute pictures. Whatever. FOH. You know what I'm saying? You go take nice pictures down over there at Penn's Landing, over there underneath the bridge. Like,
or go to any of the other restaurants that have beautiful views, yes. have beautiful places for you to take pictures, and do your thing.
That's it. That y'all just feel as though that y'all can go in there and just take all these little fly ditty pictures, and you know things will be going. But your damn, but your damn bill is only $30. Like you only spent $30 while using this. So what did you get? Nothing, obviously.
Yep.
So it was a waste of your time. It was just the fact that oh, it's a name.
Yep.
Just like brands. Oh, y'all out here buying Gucci this, Gucci that, and y'all.
And you know, housing, don't give a F about
housing
you.
Assistance. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a problem. Y'all just do things for the brand of it. Yeah. You know? So,
I mean, I have so many examples that I could give of, like, spending $100 by yeah. myself, like, going out to eat. Like, that's just...
For real.
It's just so easy to do.
Man, I spend damn near, like, $25 just for lunch. That's what I said. Olive Garden is lunch to us. That's not a dinner. We're not going out to Olive Garden for dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is lunch for me.
Unless we like, yeah, let's just go to Olive Garden.
Like, we're just in the mood for that shit.
Let's just go.
Like, that is lunch. Like, yeah. the fuck?
And it's easy peasy. So listen,
I would
like to share this with you all. And I don't care whose feelings I hurt and who feels some type of way. But so I know the list of New Jersey, right? I need to find Philadelphia. I need to find the Pennsylvania and I need to find the Delaware and Maryland. I'm gonna go even to Maryland. I might even go to New York. For these people that have these PPP loans.
I knew you was gonna say that shit. You're so fucking annoying.
So listen.
So when they taking us to State 48?
State 48, okay. I need a couple things done, okay? I got these flatty patties, okay? They need to go get lifted, you know, and rounded out. You know what I'm saying? These flatty patties.
And I need these titties done.
So, you know, and yeah, you know, my little boobalage, you know, I don't really want to lose too much of them. You know, just give me a little, you know, what they call them? Underwire bra surgery or something that you kind of already have. It's like a
They're already sitting up, so yeah. you don't need an underwire.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I forget what they call it. It's like an internal bra or something like that. Yeah, like just give me a little bit of something. You know what I'm saying? Because I know who y'all are. Okay, I know who y'all are. I do. So if you don't want me to tell the feds on you.
Mm-hmm.
the feds already know. The feds is already on the Facebooks and everything. Let me tell you how. Before they released the list, you better believe the feds was already on everybody's social media to see what y'all was doing before they released the list. So before y'all could start deleting shit, okay? They was like, oh yeah, we got her. Yep, we got him. Oh yep, we got her. Yep.
It's such a disappointment because, like, before, you know, hearing about it, I really didn't even, like, look into it because we had just generally as a business, we decided that we weren't going to go that route, you know? You know, we talked about it, seeing what was what, and then we was like, hey, you know what? Yeah. We're not going to worry about it. And so
But at the same time, we wouldn't have got caught up like that.
I mean, no, but at the same time, because somebody would have to say I'm crazy, you know.
But with this, with this certain loan, like, you have to have, like, 500 employees.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
All these different loans that they had in place for everyone, for these business loans and stuff like that, that just kind of came out, they had certain requirements that you had to have. Like, you had to have, like, there was one you had to have, like, over, I'm going to say 25 employees. This one specifically, you have to have like 200 to 500 employees. Bitch, where are you getting 200 to 500 employees, bro? You don't even have two or five people that like you. So how are we getting 200 to 500 people that are employed by beef shakes, shake and bake, whatever? Like
beef shakes and shaking and baking.
Okay. Like, I don't get it. Y'all not thinking at all. No. At all. And some people that's, yo, some people that's close to me there and there, I'm like, yo, you know what? Yo, at this time and point, like, I don't wish anything on anyone. But if the heat come to you, it just come to you. Just be prepared for it. Because I'm like, right. You're just dumb as hell. Like, you know this stuff. It's public record. So once you get in place, this stuff that's going to go on. Because y'all have these outrageous ass business names. For right, one. Because right. I'm definitely going to go to Beef Shakes and Quake and Shake. I'm going to go to that one first. And then I'm going to go to Monique's Boutique and Nails and Hair. And I'm going to go there in a second. Okay?
And I'm going to go to Twinkle Toes.
Okay, I'm going to go to Twinkle Toes Studios third. Okay? Because it's just too much. I'm like, y'all really weren't thinking. Y'all just think that it's just this money out here just ready to go ahead and go out. Like, listen. It's crazy. I would really like to see some of these other state lists
right.
that are, you know, they're public records and it's out here. And listen, if I see some people that I know, I'm coming to ask for some money because I need, you know, this internal bra done, you know. And I also need these flatty patties done, you know what I'm saying?
Do you get a reward if you turn some people in that you know?
I don't know, but I'm going to ask.
Cause that's
only. But I'm
gonna turn y'all in if I can get a reward. Okay. I need that guap right now.
Shut up, bitch! You had an opportunity to get guap. You fucked it up.
We're not talking about that. No. No.
Shut the fuck up.
No, we're not talking about that.
Bitch,
we're not talking about that.
Man, I mean, like, but you know, it happens like this sometimes. It happens.
I learned my lesson.
It happens. You've done it too, cause you've been like, damn, if I wouldn't have changed it, I would have had this. So we all have that damn shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You ain't never lie, bitch. Cause like, I'm motherfucker. No, mom.
See? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. But she fucked
no,
up recently.
No, leave it alone.
It don't matter if she messed it up recently. We all do.
Well, she the most recent.
Oh, but so that's why. Because I'm the most recent.
She the most recent. So that's why that matters.
Yeah.
We know that we just going to, you know, present. When things are presented, we just going to take heed and do whatever we got to do. You know?
Yeah. I learned.
Especially when it's something that, you know, we like, you know, we kind of sit back and sit rock on our heels with or whatever. But, you know.
And then watch next year, she fuck it all up. We ain't even going to get none.
Exactly. Cause this was
she gonna be way off.
Can we stop talking about it? Cause I'm getting mad all over again.
Don't get mad.
We ain't gotta get mad. Cause I'm mad for you.
Don't get mad. Mm-mm. It's okay. Nah. It's all right.
Nah.
But yeah, make sure y'all like. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but if y'all see me, okay, with these no bra titties and my ass lifted up all fat and stuff, y'all can see it, little gallons of milk on my ass. Okay. Y'all know that somebody came through that PPP loan, and I ain't telling. I ain't snitching.
By the time we come back, I may look different.
So am I. Because I'm getting no bra titties.
Well, when we come back, I'll talk to y'all about that.
Well, you know.
When we come back next season.
Things are going to happen. Things are just going to be different, period.
It's gonna be different.
Okay? We going to be, you know, we ain't. No, I ain't even want to say that, Whitney. That was going to be mean. Yeah, not gonna do that. But we ain't gonna look like Caitlyn Jenner out this bitch. I'm said it. Yeah. Here we go. Caitlyn looks bad.
Stop.
Caitlyn, you look bad. Like, Caitlyn, you look bad, sis.
Well, he looked bad as a fucking... She looked bad as a he. Like, what the fuck? Y'all don't know why you thought, like, going into a she was gonna be any different. Like, motherfucker...
You know what I think it was? It was because, you know, Caitlyn is a part of the you know... Kardashian Jenner clan, so I thought people
that motherfucker is the Jenner. Caitlyn is the Jenner.
But no, when I say Kardashian Jenner, like it's not the Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think of that like as being like the Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm just saying
Kardashian like, Jenner clan being like that part of the show, like them on the show, like.
But yeah,
Caitlyn wasn't part of that, like, and really the show.
And I think they're
Caitlyn
doing.
Wasn't, but Bruce was.
Well,
they're doing too much. I think Caitlyn is just doing too much, and these things are just awkward. So your stylist and your style is just not. It's just not coming together.
What
for
the
me.
Fuck? First of all,
what?
Fucking Bruce looked like he had fucking plastic surgery anyway before he became Caitlyn.
He was already getting his face snatched.
That's what I'm saying.
My mom said he always had before getting his face snatched. Truly became Caitlyn. She was like, he always just had a look about
him. Like a plastic look. Like
he always
got
a face snatch.
But also, she was like, he always looked feminine. And then it all came out that that was why, was because he always felt like a woman.
Wearing drawers and stuff.
Right. And then.
And it's okay. It's okay.
Now we have Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen. Okay, you look bad as a fucking man. Okay, so I don't know even know why you like but, as a fucking woman anything was gonna be
Olympic
different.
Bruce was kind of cute.
No, he wasn't.
He was, cause his son. What's that son? That
his
was
son.
On
now that one, Brody.
Brody.
Now he's sexy.
Brody.
Brody.
That's cause
Brody?
Of the, that's cause of the mama.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? You know how the mama jeans make you cute. The mama or the daddy jeans make you cute. You know what I mean?
But Brody got, but you can tell that's Bruce's child.
I don't give a shit. Bruce is still, yeah, but I still, he was, I don't give a fuck. Either way you put it, Bruce was the fuck ugly as a fucking man. And then he turned into Caitlyn, and I don't know what you thought was going to turn any cute. Bitch is still ugly.
I didn't expect,
as a fuck. No, I'm talking about for him as personally anyway. And I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. It's a whole fucking ugly mess. So you just made a mess into a whole fucking ugly mess. And then it's just a big ass fucking mess. You can't go back and re-jerk it. I don't know what you call it. You can't go backwards, okay? You can't rewind it. You can't bring it back. Yeah. Boom. You can't do it. Now, it don't matter. It's a fucking mess.
And
so,
you know,
like, the fuck?
Yeah, it's just too much. But, you know, and before we even close out for the season finale, like, we can keep going on and on and on and on. But there are a couple things. So, I do want to say, if y'all haven't heard that X's album, please listen.
I know I haven't heard
it
yet.
Please listen to it.
I've heard mixed reviews, though. As is everything, I swear.
It's always mixed reviews.
Listen, let me tell you something.
There are songs that need to grow on me.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, because I sat up here and I waited for that motherfucking two motherfuckers to growl together. Y'all motherfuckers. I waited weeks for this album. Uh-oh. Months. Okay? To hear Pop Smoke and DMX growl together. He came into the song growling, okay? What the fuck? And guess what you did? You know what you did? You know what you did? You fucked me over. You know what you did? You butt fucked me raw with no KY. That's what you did. You put Money Bag Yo on there. You what the fuck? I ain't even get Pop Smoke. Okay, I got Money Bag Yo. Okay, that's what you did. That's what you did. Fuck it.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
It was very disappointing. Wasn't a little. But you know what? You warned me. Warning us before destruction.
I'm laughing about throwing the hands up.
I mean, I did. I warned her.
Who did that?
You. You only know that you did.
You're so mad. She did it.
Like, but I warned her, though. You know what I'm saying? I said, listen, don't hype yourself up.
She did.
You know, don't get yourself too excited.
And I was like, all right.
Because, you know, you made
and
me
And I didn't. I didn't get excited. But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, oh, I'm going to pop up. It was 5:11, y'all. So I popped up. I was like, oh, shit, DMX. So I go on. I was like, what? Wait, what? I said, where is no featuring Pop Smoke? I'll go on Google. I went straight on Google. I ain't even listening to nothing. I went straight on Google. DMX and Pop Smoke song album Exodus. What the fuck? They was like, oh, his verse was taken off. They had to replace it with Money Bag Yo. And that DMX, that's the only thing in his album that he ain't get to, you know what I mean, hear or whatever, was Money Bag Yo verse. Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you. I listened to the song. It's all right, but fuck you.
Okay. It is. Sorry. Right. And I mean, just for that song anyway, like I was telling the Operation John, I couldn't really hear Pop Smoke on that song specifically, but I do think if his verse was on there, and I think the beat and the whole makeup of the song would have been different.
Growling.
Like it would have been different anyway.
Yo, the beat dropped and DMX come on there. Ow! Woo! Woo! I was like, hey, what pasta?
So yeah, I mean, but when it comes on, yeah, you're like, ooh shit, like, yeah, alright.
Yeah, and then you hear Money Bag Yo.
And then it's just like,
and then it just
and I'm like, okay, I can see why.
And then he come in there.
Like I can't hear Pop part. Smoke on it. You know?
Ooh, bitch.
So if the whole makeup like, of the song
niggas.
Was so different.
I make niggas rape bitches. I was like, what bitch? Yeah. Oh my bitch. I got hype. That was my favorite part of the song.
This nuts. Brought up, like, so I was watching Jay-Z is going to be on LeBron James' The Shop.
Yeah.
And he was talking about.
Oh, go Jigga, my nigga.
So he was talking about DMX and he was talking about how, like, you know, when he did the Hard Knocks Life tour. And he's like, you know, I'm going behind DMX. So I'm like, word, like, I got to get out here. Like, you know, they say DMX got to get on the stage. So he's like, this growl, the whole crowd go crazy. I'm okay. Like, what the fuck? He said, and then he drinking this drink. And it's like blood. Alizé or something. It looked like blood.
I think he said it was Alizé and Henny, right?
It was like Alizé and Henny or something. He said crazy,
it looked like blood.
But it looked like blood. He was like, so the people was going wild. He said, and then, nigga, take your shirt off. And then all the girls were like, ah!
Everybody go crazy
again. He like, and then he got the chain. So all the niggas were like, so I was like, yo. And then he was like, and then this man start praying. So
everybody
the
start
whole
crying.
Crowd start crying.
he was like, you on that?
And then they was
you
like,
want me to go behind that?
And they was like, there you go. He was like, what?
You want me to go behind that? Like, are you serious?
He was like, the whole time, like, just everybody going wild.
Cause honey, that breath, I'm trying to touch.
Cause
you.
Listen, I mean, there that are some the artists that are
I
just
listen to.
This is different kind of artist. So, and he's just an artist that you can't. He packed so much power by himself.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't need no hype man. Right. He didn't need no entourage on the stage with him. Like, he could carry it himself.
Yeah.
Like,
he didn't even have to say that.
That whole MTV Woodstock that he did, and just going back and replay, I was like, I remember sitting and watching this on TV. Yeah. And so when I went back and I'm looking at this just on my phone, and I'm like, yo, all those people, all those thousands, like all those people
hundreds
out
of thousands
there,
of people out there.
And they were just out there, and it was just him on the stage, taking over the stage, just
taking
by
over the crowd,
himself,
over everything.
The crowd rocking with him, singing his songs. You see people, like, they just, it was just so crazy. Like, that, it still give me chills. Because I'm like, there's not many people that can work a stage like that by themselves.
Come and Beyonce.
By themselves.
Yeah. Like, but Beyonce ain't not by herself, though.
Right.
Beyonce got dancers.
Right. And I think it's a difference, too, between a singer
right,
and a rapper. Because
right.
he's a rapper.
Right. Right.
And,
right.
You know, yeah, there is a blend of, you know,
right. So you can't go
cultures,
in the same category.
But,
thinking
know,
of a rapper, no, nah, not
yeah.
really. Like, to do that.
You know,
really,
and not
right.
thinking, I mean, and Woodstock was predominantly, you know, a Caucasian crowd. Yeah. You know, so he was
they
out
love
there,
that crowd, though.
And
yeah, everybody love that crowd.
He took over. Like, he took over that, and it's so different.
I was
like,
so
he's
mad
just a special artist.
One of the tours that I'm so mad mommy didn't let us go to, because we tried our best to convince them for us to go to Hard Knock Life.
It's like,
because that was Little Kim and Foxy Brown was on there too. And we wanted to go so bad.
But my mom bought me the fucking Lil' Kim CD as my first CD. But I couldn't go to the concert. Like, what sense does
no.
that
make? No. This is the reason why they wouldn't let us go to the concert. Because Lil' Kim was acting like she was having sex on the stage. And I was hoping my mom hadn't heard that that was what was going down. Because we was trying to go and see it.
But
we was
still.
Like,
dude. Okay.
Because, you know, we was young. So we was like, is she really going to be looking like she having sex on the stage? So the both of us...
She really both was looking like
the both was like, yo, no, like look, it looked like she having sex with us too. So we was like, mom, can we go to the concert?
No,
you can't go to that goddamn concert. That girl gonna be acting like she having sex on the stage and shit. We like, god damn it,
you wasn't
gonna
hear that part.
Right.
You hear that part? You don't even listen to that.
We was like, she ain't gonna know about that. I think that's what I said. Like, she ain't gonna know about that. She ain't gonna know about that.
Tricking you.
Yeah.
Couldn't
go because we was like, yo, we gonna try to go to that concert.
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see about anything that's transpiring now at this time and point.
Right.
But, so listen, y'all, all right? Your favorite Jones. We'll be back. Better than ever.
Yes.
Swagging and surfing. Doing our thing. Holding it down. You know, don't miss us too much.
Right.
But we gonna miss y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna make sure we still touch base. You know, for sure.
Don't act like that over there.
But anyway, so since you acting like that.
She told somebody I hate
y'all. What's your last, you got last words for the
last
episode?
Nah. I'm gonna go last. Let me go last.
Oh, she
let me go last, because I got something for y'all. Let me go last.
Oh my God.
Let me go last. Let me end it off. Let me end it off.
Oh, my God.
Let me end it off. All
right. So, social media, John, do you have any last words for on this last episode to our Johns out there that's listening to us?
Ladies.
Why?
You are better than sufficient.
Damn it.
Yo, this shit is classic.
Facts though, big
fact. Right, big fact.
Big fact.
This shit is classic.
Is that all you have to say?
Yep, that's it.
Right. So my last words, of course, I'm gonna miss you all, but we'll be back. But I must say, I don't give a F, alright?
Too fucks.
About any of these states lifting all these restrictions and all that good stuff. Listen, I'ma still wear my mask regardless, okay?
Okay.
I'ma still wear it regardless, okay?
Okay.
Even for the people, if you out there and you contaminated your blood, that's cool, that's fine. Wear your mask though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not really a safe shield. You know what I'm saying?
It's
you
not.
Still get it. You know?
Okay.
So y'all be out here, protect yourselves. You know what I mean?
But see, like,
strap up, wrap up, mask up, no mask off, mask up. And stop letting these people hype y'all up with all this free shit just because y'all, so for y'all to contaminate y'all blood and stuff. Crazies. Y'all just crazy. Y'all just want 50 extra dollars.
Leave it alone.
Y'all want 50.
If they want to get vaccinated, let them get vaccinated. If they don't, then they don't.
But you know how many people out here doing stuff because they can get free shit?
Or y'all getting to get free shit.
I want $50 on my check for just this one check. No, bitch.
If y'all doing it for that, that's not a good reason to be doing it.
And the motherfuckers out here purchasing these fake ass
cards.
It's too much. Can you please just, it's just like with anything, okay? You got the flu shot, great. If you didn't, fine.
Right. It's
if you get it, you get it. You don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But listen, just stay masked up. You know, in certain situations, I can see where it's uncomfortable or whatever, but mask up, y'all, because the mask was probably the best thing that ever happened.
All right, you ready?
Guess what?
You pregnant?
Y'all wish.
Oh.
I motherfucking contaminated my blood, bitch. You know what I got? I got that motherfucking Johnson & Johnson.
And I mean, she...
Bye!
This is The Business Join. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations John?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS _ Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J_Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Pumpkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew, you can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.